Extra glad that you stopped by today. Thank you so much for choosing to take a listen to the blog titled When It Hits the Fan. Here we go. Life forever wears uncertainty. These days, however, uncertainty seems to be accessorizing. Here's three quick stories. Number one, a reader shared, "I'm getting slapped by bad news every day. It's getting harder to keep turning my already red cheeks." Number two, in a conversation, a friend commented that she is in less control of her life than she's ever been. She ran through a list of her uncontrollables: rising living expenses, disappointing job interviews, political news that affected her life personally. Her list kept growing. Number three, on a dog walk this week, I came across two competing yard signs within sight of one another. The first one read, "Make America Great Again." The second one read, "Is America great yet? I'm just feeling embarrassed." So yeah, we're living in an increasingly uncertain world. It can all begin to feel heavy. The size, the noise, the chaos, the people, the disagreement. It's easy to feel pummeled by the barrage of stuff that's constantly hitting us. Every day, there are tens of random moments that can knock a good feeling right out of us. Bad things happen regularly, and they mess with our thoughts and emotions. The good news is that despite all the lousy things we can't control, the bills, news, trolls, losses, and rejections, there exists one thing that forever remains in our control: our response. When it hits the fan, we choose what we're going to think, feel, say, and do next. We're still driving us. When I hiked coast to coast around Ireland, I followed no designated walking route. There just wasn't one to follow. Google Maps was my navigator, and often, well, Google got things wrong. Sure, a car could do the route suggested, but a walker? Often the thin, curvy roads were just too tight and dangerous, smashed next to the roadside bushes as I waited for small cars to pass. I was jarred a few times with the thought, "Oh man, this route is too much. I can't do this adventure." But I didn't want to quit. Instead, I looked for secondary routes to follow. The new roads may have been longer and harder to walk, but I was determined to keep going. My response to the walking chaos changed my outcome. I succeeded. I walked from one side of Ireland to the other. Definitely, life wears a growing uncertainty, but what doesn't have to be uncertain is our predetermined response. I'm bigger than whatever hits me. Stay positive, stay resourceful, stay determined. Keep going despite the uncertainty, and may you inspire others to do the same in theirs. Thank you so much for listening to the blog this week. Go out and live an inspiring life, and may you help others walk the same.